USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called for a national enlistment program for doctors and nurses to handle an expected surge of even more coronavirus cases in New York and other places around the country where the virus cases are straining the existing healthcare systems. De Blasio said that the country should be on wartime footing to meet the coronavirus threat. He said, "We're fighting a war against an invisible enemy that is increasingly taking the lives of Americans." And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that they are not able to keep up with the amount of ventilators that they currently have to take care of coronavirus patients.
"We have about 6 days of ventilators in our stockpile. Person comes in and needs a ventilator, and you don't have a ventilator, the person dies. That's the blunt equation here."
This is USA Radio News.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
The U.S. Supreme Court said it will scrap the oral argument schedule for the rest of the term amid the coronavirus pandemic, but left open the possibility that it may hear a few cases before the end of the term in late June. 9 cases were to be argued during the 2-week session beginning April 20th, including one of the most important of the term, a challenge to the current system used for electing the president. The court was to decide whether presidential electors must vote for the candidate who won the popular vote in their states or whether they are free agents. Italy's efforts to combat coronavirus finally appear to be paying off, according to new data. Since instituting their nationwide lockdown on March 9th, the nation has finally seen a slowdown in its daily increase of total cases. In the run-up to March 9th, Italy saw a near-constant daily of increase of over 24%. Over the past 4 days, the daily average only went up around 4.2%, down from an average of 7.1% over the previous week. Stay updated online at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Instacart shoppers and a labor activism group known as the Gig Workers Collective have called for a strike of the online shopping service on Monday to protest what they say is critical lack of proper safety precautions for the over 150,000 people that shop and deliver those groceries nationwide. The coronavirus outbreak has pushed many consumers to begin relying on companies like Instacart, and those workers have expressed concern that they're putting themselves at risk of catching the coronavirus. Instacart, based in San Francisco, announced that it would be drastically expanding its workforce by 300,000 across North America in response to the overwhelming demand. Instacart's CEO said in an announcement that any full-service or in-store shopper can receive up to 14 days of extended pay if you're diagnosed with COVID-19. Plaintiffs, including the National Rifle Association, have sought in Los Angeles federal court to block the local sheriffs from shutting down gun stores. The civil suit names as defendants L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who ordered most businesses to close in the state. The sheriff finally announced he would move forward with closing down those firearms retailers. Gun stores were not named by the state as essential businesses that would be exempt from Newsom's closures, but the governor said he would leave it up to the sheriffs across the state to decide. The lawsuit, citing Second Amendment right to bear arms, argues the government may not engage in deprivation of constitutional liberties during a time of crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm